Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Alexander Suarez, Executive Director of Vero Heritage, Inc., which is dedicated to promoting the preservation of historic buildings and to heighten public awareness of local heritage and historic preservations. The organization operates the Vero Heritage Center and Indian River Citrus Museum. On Wednesday evening, October 11th, the Heritage Center will host an Evening in Paris fundraiser from 6 to 9 p.m. Alexander, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Pleasure to be here.
You know, so often people move to an area because of a job or to be near family without any idea of the heritage of the area they're moving to. What would you like people to know about the Vero Beach area they may not know?
Well, I think the history is so rich, and it's something that I was educated on. I'm not originally from Vero Beach, and living here for the last 15 years, and then being in this position at the Heritage Center for the last year and a half, really opened my eyes to just how rich the history is, and really about so many connections that so many families have, generational, to the area, and how much they took a really important part in the development of the city and the area. Yeah, it's just something that opened my eyes to the hidden treasures that you have in Vero Beach.
And what originally brought people to the area?
Well, there were early pioneers. Part of it was the railroad that was constructed that went through. And then over time, as some may be aware, that the citrus industry has boomed. It really took off. Obviously, during the World War II era, the U.S. Navy came in and was using that area as a training ground for the war. So there's a lot of soldiers. Shortly after that, the Brooklyn Dodgers at that time had used it as spring training, established it as their base. So it's been a pretty unique development.
And then it kind of morphed into a winter playground of the rich and famous, shall we say, and then keeps going.
It's got a great diversity there that a lot of people are not aware of. You have, obviously, the island, the Barrier Island, where everybody likes to go to and enjoy their time. But you have the mainland as well, and specifically where we're located. Again, it was a very interesting revelation in terms of what's down in that part of Vero Beach, especially in the downtown area, which is really thriving right now. It's becoming a nice little destination to walk around, go to the Heritage Center and some other art galleries that are there, great small little restaurants that people like to go to and are great to visit.
And tell me a bit about the Heritage Center and also about the Citrus Museum.
The Heritage Center was built in 1935. It still has the original flooring, so it's held up quite a bit. Unfortunately, we had someone take a look at it and notified us that it's in its final stages. So I don't know how long we have to appreciate and enjoy that, but it's a part of that building's history. It was scheduled for demolition by the city of Vero Beach a few decades ago, and a group of local community leaders and citizens lobbied successfully to save the building from demolition. In 1991, that's where our nonprofit organization was formed, Vero Heritage, Inc. That was where our organization was formed so that we can go ahead and preserve the building. Shortly after that, in 1993, the Citrus Museum opened, and that museum is dedicated to showcasing the history of the citrus industry, the development, especially in the boom and bust era of 1900 to 1950. So it really concentrates on that information that a lot of people are unaware of in the Indian River citrus area, just how this all started.
I'm speaking today with Alexander Suarez, Executive Director of Vero Heritage, Inc., which operates the Vero Heritage Center as well as the Indian River Citrus Museum. Tell me briefly about your Evening in Paris fundraiser, which is coming up on Wednesday, October 11th.
It's a first-time event for us, and it's to replicate a Parisian environment, almost like a Parisian market. We're going to have local vendors. We're going to have Moulin Rouge dancers. It's really just an effort to make something fun, something that people can come to and enjoy, but also something different.
I've been speaking today with Alexander Suarez, Executive Director of Vero Heritage, Inc. We'll have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Alexander, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.